So, why relevance? If you're reading this, or indeed listening to it, I'm 50. What the actual F? As I type this, I'm hunting and pecking around my keyboard. You see, I fell off my bike earlier, and it hurt. My problem is that I currently have the body of a 49-year-old and the mind of a 19-year-old. I keep forgetting that I'm not unbreakable. When I stop and think about my age, I get a wee bit afraid. First off, there's the existential stuff, and the more immediate scary thing is the here and now. Why would anyone care about the ramblings of a 50-year-old? Am I past my sell-by date? In truth, I don't believe I am, but it's not as easy to convince myself of that as it was when I was in my 20s. When you're in your 20s, you're fueled by DSB, delusional self-belief. Hot damn. If I could put that into rockets, we'd have been to Mars and back already. The problem with DSB, though, is that it's a diminishing resource, and once it's gone, you do not get it back. The upside is that when the tank empties, you're left with humility. Honestly though, humility might make you less of an asshole, but it's really shitty fuel. Alongside it is wisdom, that's pretty cool, but outside of being the old dude at conferences, it doesn't generally pay the bills. So I found myself asking the question, am I still relevant? What I found, for me anyway, is that if you find yourself asking the question, well, the answer is no. Mostly because it's the wrong question. The right question is, what can I do today to stay relevant? You see, relevance is not a milestone anymore. It's the path that we travel. What is relevance? Well, the definition that I like is simply the state of being appropriate to the matter at hand. Now, why I like this definition so much is that it begs a follow-up question. That question is, well, what's the matter at hand? My friends, if you just ask yourself and your teams that question every day, followed by how are we or can we be appropriate to it, you could stop reading right now. Just as long as you remember that relevance is rented and that rent is payable monthly. The problem is that paying the rent is just not that easy. To do that, we have to go to war with past versions of ourselves, and that's not always so easy. You see, present you is in competition with the best version of past you, and that version was younger and fitter. So we need new tools and strategies, and we need to realize that you are no longer that person, and it is no longer that time. It's just not that easy, but it is what I hope to help you with anyway. The world is shifting at an unprecedented pace. It's exciting to behold, and honestly, I think we may be some of the luckiest humans ever to exist. To be alive while these changes are happening, we are watching the world change. We're watching intelligence change, and we're watching the change of the very essence of what it means to be human. We have front row seats, but we're also the protagonist. This is our movie. It is us being chased by irrelevance. But not at the slow, ambling pace of zombies of old. I'm talking World War Z speeds here, and if you haven't seen it, you should watch it. If you're not relentlessly fixated with relevance today, you will be ruthlessly annihilated by irrelevance tomorrow. I really do think we can outrun it, though. But run we must. If we do manage to outrun it, we become the threat. If we don't, we become the threatened. Now, I know which role I want to take. But do you? Now, before you listen on, I'd like to set a few expectations. This book is, in my mind, the spiritual successor to my first book, Legacide, Why Legacy Thinking is the Silent Killer of Innovation. It's even coming out 10 years to the day later. I released Legacide the day before I turned 40, and as a nice little aside and backstory for you audiobook listeners, I knew I wanted to release the book the day before my 50th birthday, and it was about 10 to midnight, and I realized I hadn't done it, so I got a friend in Belgium, shout out to you, Aiden, to buy one copy of the doc so that I could say that I sold my first copy of this book the day before my 50th birthday. So there you go, there's your little Easter egg. However, one thing I always say to people about that book is that it possibly should have been called Legacide and Other Stories. Because while there was a through line around legacy thinking, it was really a collection of my thoughts at that time. I say this unapologetically. As with most business books, you get the point at the end of the first chapter. Now, you couldn't do that with Legacide, and you can't do it with this. You see, to a degree, this could also have the and other stories line appended to it. Although my obsession with relevance really does carry throughout. Sometimes, though, we'll be chatting personally. Other times, we'll be business-focused. And at one stage, I take you down a rabbit hole of technology and the future. To use a science fiction term, I'm jacking you into my brain. This may or may not be foreshadowing.